This week's parsha is Parshas Naso, and in Parshas Naso we have some interesting topics. We have the topic of the Nazir, we have the topic of the Sota, not in that order actually, someone who sees the Sota in her disgrace should become a Nazir. Topic of Sota, we have a woman suspected of being unfaithful to her husband. We have the Nazir, someone who takes a vow of abstinence from wine, he doesn't cut his hair, etc. And we also have, which is what I want to focus on, another particular topic of interest and importance. Well, every topic on the Chumash is important, but I want to talk about the Birkas Kohanim. In Parshas Naso, of course, we also have all the Karbanos of the Nesiim for Chanukas HaMishkan. But what I want to talk about specifically is the passage of Birkas Kohanim, the priestly blessing. And even though today we do not have the Beit HaMikdash anymore, Mipnei Chata'inu Galinu Me'artzenu V'Nisra Chaknu Me'al Admasenu, nevertheless, Birka Kohanim is something that has been passed down from Kohen to Kohen, from generation to generation. Today it is given every day in Eretz Yisrael and on the Chagim in Chutz La'aretz. So Perek Vav Pasuk Chav Beis, V'yidaber Hashem al Moshe Le'emor, and Sefer B'Midbar, of course, V'yidaber Hashem al Moshe Le'emor, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber al Aaron ve'al banav le'emor, you should speak to Aaron and his son, saying, so you shall bless the children of Israel, Amor Lahem, and you shall say to them, and what is the priestly blessing? Yevarachacha Hashem v'yishmeracha. Hashem should bless you and guard you. Ya'er Hashem panav eilecha v'chunaka. Hashem should shine his countenance, his face towards you, and endow you with grace. Chein, yisa Hashem panav eilecha v'yasem l'chasham. Hashem should lift his face towards you, his countenance towards you, and grant you peace. And finally, Hashem says, "V'samu Hashemia b'nei Yisrael va'ani avarchem." They, the Kohanim, shall place my name of God upon the children of Israel, and it is I who will bless them. So, what is these blessings? So, Rashi says, "Yivarachacha shi'isparchu nechasecha." Your possession should be blessed. What's v'yishmeracha? Shelo yavo alecha shodedim li'tal mamoncha, that bandits, robbers shall not come and take your possessions. And Rashi says, a human being, when he gives a gift, he can't guarantee that the gift will endure. Why don't you give the gift? It's out of your jurisdiction. But God gives a gift and he guarantees, v'yishmerecha, he will guard it and you will be able to use it. What's Ya'ar Hashem Panayv, the second pasuk in the Berka Kohani, and pasuk of Hey, the second of the blessings. Ya'ar Elecha Panim Sochakos Panim Tzuhubos. God will show you a smiling countenance, a radiant countenance. This is a bracha in Ruchnias. If the first is a blessing of your possessions, Gashmis. This Yar Hashem Panav Eilecha V'chunek, and endowed you with grace, is a blessing of success in Ruchnius, in Torah, Yitein Nechachin, says Rashi. And finally, Yis Hashem Panav Eilecha V'yaseh Mechasham. Hashem will lift his countenance toward you, Rashi says, Yichbosh Kaso. He shall conquer his anger. And I once read a beautiful verse. What do you mean he shall conquer his anger? That's how Rashi says the blessing concludes. So a short verse here is that after he gives us so much in Gashmis, he gives us so much in Ruchnius, and we still complain. We still say, Hashem, we don't have enough. We're still ungrateful. So then the final blessing is he should conquer his anger towards us. The anger he may naturally feel if we are ungrateful after so much we have should be conquered. For today's shir, I want to actually quote a beautiful insight from Shalom Rav, Insights on the Weekly Parsha, Volume 2, by Rabbi Shalom Rosner. Rabbi Shalom Rosner writes and teaches as follows. When Birka Kohanim, which appears in our Parsha, is recited by the Chazan, again, like we said, every day in Chutz La'aretz, and when there's no Kohen present in Eretz Yisrael, because in Eretz Yisrael it's recited every day as long as there are Kohanim present, during the repetition of Amida, so the Chazan prefaces the verse of the Birka Kohanim with an introductory prayer. Bless us with the threefold bracha, the bracha mishulashas. This is a threefold blessing. So Rabbi Rosner says, why is this called a threefold blessing? How many blessings are there? Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Isn't that two? Yar Hashem panav eilecha v'chunecha. Isn't that another two? That would be four. Yis Hashem panav eilecha v'yaseh mechasham. That's another two, and that would be six. So Rabbi Shalom Rosner is quoting Rav Mordechai Willig Shlita. And he says, Rav Willig Shlita says, there are three verses, but there are six brachos, two in each verse. Why do we call this the bracha hamishulashas from the word shalosh? Perhaps it should be called the sixfold bracha. Why? Yivarech Hashem v'yishmerecha, too. Then he should shine his countenance and endow you with grace, another two. He shall lift his face towards you and grant you peace, another two. Why do we call it a threefold blessing? Rav Mordechai Willig Shlita suggests that each verse actually contains one twofold bracha. It's one bracha with two facets or two aspects, and therefore it's actually a bracha mishulashas, a threefold blessing. Each blessing is two components, but each blessing is one. How do we understand this, and what does this mean? Rabbi Rosner, quoting Mordechai Willig Shlita, explains as follows. The first bracha is, Yevarechacha Hashem v'yishmerecha. May God bless you and protect you. And again, we've explained them quickly according to Rashi. This is about wealth. Like we saw in Rashi, Yisbarachu nechasecha, your possession should be blessed. This means Hashem should bless us with material wealth. And like Rashi says, preserve and protect that wealth. Writes Rav Rosner, every blessing must be protected. HaKadosh Baruch Hu might bestow something on us, but quote, if we misuse it, it can turn into something terrible, not a bracha at all. So this is slightly different than the pshat of Rashi gives. The pshat of Rashi is Hashem will protect you from losing your possessions. But here Rabbi Rosner is giving a whole different var, and that is Hashem will guard us so that we don't misuse the material wealth. The bracha is Hashem should provide for us, but also protect us to make sure we use our wealth properly. We use it for avodat Hashem, service of God, not in pursuit of our physical desires or our selfish desires. The Sifri in Akev explains that a person only rebels against Hashem when he is satiated, when he feels he does not need God, he has what he has. Thus, the bracha here of material wealth must be accompanied by protection against the corrupting influence of wealth. So Yivarech Hashem, God will bless you and give you material possessions. V'yishmerecha, we need a blessing to ensure that wealth does not corrupt. The pasuk tells us that beferish. And say for Devarim Paraches, V'ram Levavcha, V'shachachta, so Hashem Elokecha, your heart will become haughty. The Pesukim there say that we will live in beautiful houses, and gold and silver will increase, and animals and flocks will increase, and your heart will become haughty, and you'll say, Kol Chaviotim Ladi, Asali Sechayazah, and you will forget the Ribono Shel Olam. So here Hashem blesses us with material wealth, V'yishmerecha, we need a bracha, that the material wealth should not corrupt us. Next blessing, Yo'er Hashem Pana Ve'lecha Vichu Necha, what is the shining of Hashem's countenance? This refers to Torah. This refers to Torah, as we say at the end of the Midah, for with the light of your countenance, you Hashem granted us Torah. This bracha is Hashem should light up our life with Torah. Ya'er, from the word or, from the word light. Ya'er shampana ve'lecha, Hashem should light up our lives with his face, meaning with his Torah. However, just like wealth is a double-edged sword, Torah can also be, ironically, a double-edged sword. The more Torah we know, says Rabbi Rosner, the more responsibility we have to act in a way befitting of Torah. If we are viewed as Torah scholars and we do not act in an appropriate fashion, then one desecrates the name of God. We must be careful. Our Torah knowledge does not cause us to become arrogant, haughty, holier-than-thou attitude over others. Therefore, it must be balanced by a bracha that we find favor with others. V'ichu neka, he will give us grace. So the first blessing is for material wealth, but we need a reassurance that we will know how to properly use our material wealth and don't let power, wealth, and money corrupt. The second blessing is God will grant us the knowledge of Torah, the light of Torah in our lives. However, this too can be a double-edged sword. A person has to make sure his Torah does not make him haughty, that his Torah does not make him feel elevated over another Jew, that his Torah does not make him feel better than anybody else. What a Chazal tells in Pirkei Avos, Im lamadata Torah harbe, al tachzik tov la'atzmecha, ki lekach netzarta. Do not let your Torah make you into a haughty, elevated person. And that's the blessing of Ya'ir Shampana Ve'lecha. We daven, the Rebbe Hashem should grant us the light of Torah in our lives, the Chachma Bina and Das to understand and imbue our lives and ourselves with Torah. V'ichu Neka, Yitein Nechachin, he should give us grace in the eyes of others, and we should have Shalom with Brios, and we shouldn't be haughty over anyone else. And finally, the third bracha, Yisa Hashem Pana Ve'lecha, V'yasem Lecha Shalom. The blessing ends, this threefold blessing ends with peace. Why? Says Rabbi Rosner, the first bracha relates to material pursuit. The second relates to spiritual pursuit. The third bracha is, quote, a synthesis of the first two. We ask we will be able to properly balance between the materiality in our life and the spirituality in life. And sometimes it's a very difficult balance to achieve, says Rabbi Raz. And sometimes it is difficult. We have to know how to balance. We can't have too much gashmis. We can't have an over excess of ruchnius that it takes us away from other people, that it makes us haughtier than other people, that we becomes to the detriment of our physical health. We therefore ask for peace and tranquility, v'yasim v'chasham, so we know how to use the materiality appropriately, how to use the spirituality to better ourselves, klal yisrael, Torah Hashem, and how to fuse the two and live a life of balance. balance, the Shvil HaZahav, like the Rambam speaks about. Birka Kohanim, concludes Rabbi Rosner, is thus indeed a threefold bracha. It is a bracha mishulashas, but each bracha requires a specific counterbalance. It's a protection against the excesses of the first bracha. We are blessed with gashmis, we need a protection, v'yishmerecha. We are blessed with ruchnis, we need a protection, v'chuneka. And finally, we need a protection for the sum total of our lives so that we live on the shvil hazahav, knowing how to use our gashmis for avodas Hashem and our ruchnis for avodas Hashem, ensuring, says Rav Rosner, that our blessings are not misused, rather properly channeled in order to enhance our service of Hashem. Halavai, we should be zochet to see these brachos come to fulfillment for each and every one of us. Poseach HaSyodech HaMaspilachol HaRatzon. Hashem should bless us in Gashmias, Torah Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nefesh, Eidus Hashem Ne'amana Machkimas Pasi. You should bless us in Ruchmias, and halavai, we should have the humility and the courage to know how and when to apply and use each of these brachos that God endows us with, the bracha HaMishulashas. Thank you for learning with me. I wish you a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos. Kol tov to all.